Imagine being able to develop a unique performance from the ground up with the mentorship of an internationally acclaimed performance artist. That's exactly what a group of 17 Wake Forest University students will enjoy over a three-week residency with Tim Miller and their production of Vox. The student ensemble work is based on their own personal stories, experiences, and memories. Vox, which is Latin for voice, has been described as an exploration of big mouths and full-throated tales, with all the humor, passion, and intensity of the human experience. It opens Friday night, February 1st, and runs through the 10th with evening performances at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Ring Theater of the Scales Fine Arts Center on the campus of Wake Forest University. Tim and Wake Forest student body president and performer Trey Easton drop by to talk about it. Trey began with a short excerpt from his piece in Vox.
Oh, my soul is on fire. You see, I've always found that my soul is the confluence of all the things that we are told are not allowed to reside in souls. The black, the gay, the leader, and the Lord. My soul loves the Lord. The good Lord. Not the one who kills gay people and tells Michelle Bachmann to run for president. And now it wants to cry. Crying cleanses the soul and rejuvenates the flame. I want my soul to spark a fire in other souls and build a legacy, one impenetrable by man. Yes, my soul is on fire, and I dare not ease the burn.
Trey Easton, performer, Wake Forest University student body president. And Trey, did you write the work?
I did. It was completely written through the system that Tim Miller has so wonderfully developed, and it's just sort of the product of a week of intense work and training.
Tim, is it going to be a series of monologues, or are they integrated in terms of your character would recur, and how does it spill out in the ultimate performance?
No, it'll be an ensemble piece. What starts to happen is one performer's doing an amazing piece about being incredibly isolated and alone, and that piece starts conversing to the other pieces and connectivity, and later on she's in a guy's piece as this kind of presence around connection, and somehow the question she poses in her piece gets answered and move forward in another performer's piece. And so the pieces really are communicating with each other. It will really feel like one work with 17 performers in it.
Trey, and that sort of vulnerability, right, of frankness, of honesty, it seems like it would come easier to some than others.
Right.
Have you seen that transformation from someone maybe a little resistant to keep it in into something else?
Oh, definitely. No human being ever wants to talk about these things because they're scary. And in that same moment, you have that reveal, but you also have the realization that, you know, you're greater than this thing that is plaguing your mind. And I think that having that in a process is just so interesting, because these aren't actors. These are people who are actually saying things that are parts of their life. And I think that's the biggest difference between this kind of theater and anything else that you'll experience when you go see a show. And that's why I love it.
Wake Forest student body president and performer Trey Easton and internationally acclaimed performance artist Tim Miller. Tim has taught performances at UCLA, NYU, and universities all over the U.S., and he's currently in the midst of a three-week residency here in the Triad, working with 17 students at Wake Forest University. Their collaborative performance is Vox, a powerful, exciting, and humorous student ensemble work based on their own stories. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. Vox will run from February 1st through the 10th, with evening performances at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2 in the Ring Theater of the Scales Fine Arts Center on the Wake campus. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.